So we're going to talk about Betty Friedan's feminine mystique, which I've heard of. So written in 1963, and it's really hard to put yourself in the mindset that you're in 1963 reading this.
Yeah, no, I have the benefit of already studying that time period when I read this the first time a few semesters ago.
I mean, looking at it from today's standpoint, obviously.
But I'm glad you recognize that. Yeah. It's really cool.
I'm going to guess, looking at it from today's standpoint, that a lot of housewives actually still feel this way and have this problem. And yeah, some of the housewives in particular that I know tend to lean towards drinking and things like that. And, you know, they'll get into hobbies and get into the neighborhood groups and stuff, but it's like you can tell that they're not totally fulfilled. Whereas I'm looking at this from a I can't find a date single person's perspective.
You're right. These are the women that are pouring hours into Facebook posting
pictures of their kids and
And of somebody else's kitten doing something cute.
Yeah. But at least in today's at least in today's social media standards, that is at least some sort of validation they're getting. The society is at least saying, hey, good job with those kids. People are checking like. Whereas in 1963, when this issue was going
women
on.
Women had no way to communicate with each other.
Yeah, women could not connect. And that's probably why when it says it took so long for them to connect and find out that other women have these problems. So, you know, women today maybe do have it a little easier, even when they get into that situation.
Right. Yeah, I see that.
They can have an easier time connecting. But then on the same hand, in today's standards, things with Facebook, it drives you to make your life look so pretty that people could actually be suffering extra because they're trying to make their home lives look so pretty. They're trying to make their housewife existence
actually listening to coworkers look talk pretty. About Pinterest. It makes me, like, I couldn't live up to that, you know?
Right. And yeah, and then when people get together in real life, like the neighborhood ladies in this article, where when they finally get together and talk about it, you know, where it's kind of actually mirrored. Whereas, like, right now, you know, everybody's in their home looking at their computers going, oh, my God, that mother's making that on Pinterest for their kids. And then they don't realize. They feel like they're failing. But then they get with the other mothers at the PTA, and they're like, oh, you can't make that either. So, okay, you know. So, I don't know. Social media can actually, it could cause you to feel like you're failing extra. But then again, it can also cause a bond and validate you if you can make yourself really break from the social media and then go talk to people about it later. Anyway, back to the article, though. It's really eye-opening because I've often said to people, because like I said, I'm this, I can't get a date. I'm this single woman's perspective, and
yeah.
I'm sick of working and taking care of myself, and I've said a lot, oh my God, why couldn't I have just lived in 1950s? Why did those women bitch? You know, they only had to stay home and take care of their kids, and they can do what I want. But I mean, I do my photography, so I guess I picture it like I would be allowed, because that would be kind of like a female thing. I would be allowed to go do my photography, but it might be looked down on for me to do concert photography. I mean, I might have to do nature or something pretty and
portraits.
But I mean, so reading this article makes me think, well, maybe I shouldn't think that way as much. Maybe I shouldn't sit here and just so easily say, well, you know, the feminist movement is stupid. You know, I wish I didn't have to work. Because obviously there's two sides to that. That all of these women needed, like, psychiatric help. That's kind of frightening.
Yes. So much so that the men were actually paying attention.
Yeah. And I did find it very interesting, too, that when the problem got popular, that I believe somewhere in the article, I'm trying to skim back through it to find it, so I could be incorrect. I'm paraphrasing, but I feel like there was something in there where they were talking about all the magazines were talking about the problem.
Right.
Where Red Book had this answer for it, and you know, Life had this answer for it. I found it very interesting that it was something being so widespread and talked about, but just nobody could really fix what it was.
Right.
And the issue is, well, if you can't find yourself, you have to go find yourself. That's the answer. But I mean, I guess as a magazine, you can't just, you know, tell hundreds of women everywhere. Your problem is you need to stop what you're doing and go find yourself. But
okay, I think that's great.
You know, they were kind of stuck with their kids and stuff. They couldn't, as to my point earlier, that they weren't, you know, the magazines and stuff, they couldn't just tell the women to go find themselves, you know, because they are already sitting there with like 3 or 4 kids. You know, you're already trapped in this decision you've made. Now women are more informed and they're told from birth more often than not that hey, you can be anything you want to be. You can be an astronaut, or if you want to be a housewife, you can be a housewife. You know, less things are looked down on. People are more accepting.
30, what do you think? But, 30 somethings?
Yeah. But then there's a problem with that as well, because that opens up so many possibilities that your 20-somethings girls now are sitting there almost being lazy and not even knowing what to do. Like, and so, I don't know, too many decisions can cause just as much stress as not having any decisions to make.
Right, true.
Yeah.
It's the wanting the right to make those decisions. Like, it's a whole bunch of men saying, you know what? It can be really stressful to make a lot of decisions. You are a woman. You're too frail to handle all that stress. And then women, like, kind of flip the fuck out. And so, I mean, I think at first a lot of the men were, like, validated. Like, oh, I knew she was going to break down. I shouldn't have had her pick out the paint color.
Right.
It's too much for Susie.
So yeah, the women, you know, they fight for it because they don't want the men to be right. But then when it comes down to it, all that stress.
Yeah, the underlying sense of dread that.
So maybe don't know about. There's really no more answer now for the feminine mystique or the problem than what there was an answer in 1963.
Well, but we have options now.
Yeah.
We have options.
There are way more options. I can say I, for the most part, feel fulfilled because I was maybe not necessarily.
Society no longer shuns you for being a single mother.
I was not necessarily brought up in an environment, because I am kind of older, so my environment was a little more geared towards, you know, the women should serve the men. But because I got out in the world more, I learned that, okay, my family is just a little more traditional, but it's cool if I go do this. And so I can say, you know, that nowadays I have fulfillment that I probably wouldn't have had back then. Because as I said earlier, I would have been expected to do like nature photography or you know, some dainty little things. And so I wouldn't have been happy. And, whereas nowadays, even when there's crappy stuff going on
you
in my life.
You would be happy with, you're supposed to be happy with your husband telling you your work is good. And right. That wouldn't be enough to.
So, at least in nowadays, compared to 1963, I can definitely say that I'm sitting here without a man. Like, I make jokes about not getting a date, but that's not the truth of it. You know, I don't need a man to validate me. So, I guess that speaks a lot. Me coming from a small town, it does speak volumes about how far we have gotten as a gender, that I'm sitting here being able to say that even. And I do like that my friends have the choice to be housewives and have 5 kids if they want to. I like that I can go play with their kids if I want to. And then go back home and enjoy my nice quiet house. So I guess I like the times that we live in today. Definitely even more after reading this article.